They weren't ever interested in Jeffrey Epstein or Maxwell or any of the sex traffickers or the pedophiles. No, but let's go after Donald Trump. Let's see if the American people will put up with that. Hell, we put their doctors in jail. We put all their people in jail, their friends, their family, their peaceful protesters, their priests. We throw them all in jail. Let's go over Donald Trump. They did nothing about that. They didn't care about that. The Republican Party doesn't do anything. So let's go after Trump. Let's see what that looks like. So it's being reported now that Donald Trump plans to plead not guilty. No kidding. But they're asserting now that he may not surrender on Tuesday. I'm not so sure about that, but boy, would that be the interesting standoff that we've all been thinking about that it feels like is inevitable. But what it was going to look like and how was the mystery. Would it be Donald Trump refusing to give himself over in this corrupt persecution? Because this is the deep state basically making their move against the American people. I mean, this is basically the deep state seeing how far it can go. Like, can we just arrest whoever we want and they won't do anything? Looks like it. Let's go for Donald Trump then. Let's go for the one arrest that would cause more unrest than any other arrest. They weren't ever interested in Jeffrey Epstein or Maxwell or any of the sex traffickers or the pedophiles. No, but let's go after Donald Trump. Let's see if the American people will put up with that. Hell, we put their doctors in jail. We put all their people in jail, their friends, their family, their peaceful protesters, their priests. We throw them all in jail. Let's go over Donald Trump. They did nothing about that. They didn't care about that. The Republican Party doesn't do anything. So let's go after Trump. Let's see what that looks like. Would Trump refuse to surrender? What would Secret Service do in that case? I don't want to jump around here like I'm playing whack-a-mole because there's going to be all types of headlines and oh, this might happen, that might happen. The top story on Drudge, and the left is just foaming at the mouth. I mean, really, it's the Trump derangement syndrome on full display. It's the Stockholm syndrome on full display. It's quite a scene. It's quite a display. But, you know, it's odd. Well, let me cover these headlines first. Ex-Attorney General Bill Barr, Trump indictment, an abomination that makes us look like a banana republic. Well, Bill, you didn't really help. You didn't really help with that, did you? Did you, old Bill Barr? Or maybe Barr thinks he can get back into another Trump administration. That would be an embarrassment. Oh, but even Bill Barr calling it out. Alvin Bragg, soft on crime policies, scorched after Trump charges. Things have gotten progressively worse. And it's not just Alvin Bragg. This is pretty much any liberal progressive Democrat district attorney, especially the Soros ones. They will release like 50% of felons, violent criminals that get arrested. They'll release them that day. They'll allow them to get bailed out. And it's Donald Trump that they take what would be a misdemeanor if it wasn't already two legal documents proving his innocence and on the statute of limitations, the time is up. But they still go for this, and they go from a misdemeanor to a felony. So you're a felon in a liberal, progressive, Democrat district attorney's district. You're a violent criminal. You're getting released. You're going to get the nice, easy let off. You're Donald Trump. We're going to find anything we can, and we're going to bring you down. How do people not see how dangerous this is? But what is the threshold that needs to get crossed? Because I'm thinking about it today. It's just, I know the average American that is uninformed because they don't pay attention, watches their local news and watches their weekend network news and thinks it's real still. This audience, you know, you tune into the network news, the corporate news, it's probably just totally fake. Just, I mean, literally propaganda. Most people, I don't know if that's the case. They don't understand that it's fake. They really turn it on and think they're getting news and information and thinking it's informing them. They really believe that. They see, oh, Donald Trump going down. He must be bad. Oh, this is really it for Donald Trump. Wow, he really was the bad guy. Oh, geez, Putin is capturing children. Putin's really bad. Maybe we should go to war. And really, when I look at who's informed, what you really have right now is three paradigms of worldview. And that's the average American that really just doesn't pay attention, who's mostly uninformed. And then you have the liberal that thinks they pay attention because they watch the corporate news and read the New York Times, and they're misinformed. And the only people that are truly informed are either Trump voters or anti-establishment types, like libertarians, that just understand the basic principles of how their freedoms are being eroded. But the numbers are shifting fast. The awakening is happening fast. More people every day realize when they turn on the corporate news, it's totally fake. More people know that Donald Trump is not a criminal in Washington, D.C., that Donald Trump is not the big break to stop all the corruption in this country. Give me a break. Tulsi Gabbard, Trump arrest, a dangerous turning point for America. Notice how she left the Democrat Party. She saw what was going on there. Lawyer Harmeet Dillon, New York District Attorney, may try to put gag order on Trump to prevent him from campaigning. Roger Stone has talked about that. They did that to him. Robert Barnes has talked about that. So, boy, would that be interesting. And again, you're looking at another standoff situation. Oh, they try to gag Trump. He goes out on a campaign and talks about something he's not allowed to. Oh, are they going to come arrest him now? And you got to understand, it's... Folks, again, there's very few men that are willing to stand up to this. And one of them is named Alex Jones. And, you know, Alex never claimed to be perfect. Trump's never claimed to be perfect. He's certainly not. But if we don't support the people that are standing up to this, we're missing out. And I understand why people are mad at Trump. I understand why you might not want to vote for Trump. I understand why you might think Trump's part of the problem. But, I mean, if you can't see how he's clearly being politically persecuted because he's not controlled, that's clearly what's going on here. And he got duped. He got had. They got him. They got him on the vaccines. They got him. 100%, they got him. They got him. And so, you know, that's a mistake he made. And they got him on that. 100%. So, yeah, you know, under Trump, you might not get that issue solved and you might not get justice there because they got him on that deal, didn't they? But boy, oh boy, you know, there's about 100 other issues that he's the only guy that's going to do the right thing on. And it's pretty clear at this point, they're using Trump to find out what type of a status figure, what type of a political figure, what type of a cultural leader can we just fake charges against, arrest, disappear, destroy campaign, and make sure they can't have any power or influence. And if they can do it to Donald Trump, who can't they do it to? They can do it to Alex Jones. And now notice that Fox News, I mean, what are they going to do with this Dominion lawsuit? Looks like that's going down and they're going to lose it. $1.3 billion. I mean, I guess they can afford it, but boy, there's a nice warning shot, isn't it? New York City to close streets for Trump arraignment. They're saying every police officer to be in uniform. It's going to be an absolute madhouse. And this is what the deep state wants. This is their big move. They're making their big move against Trump. They're making their big move against the American people to see how much we will put up with. And if they can arrest Trump and not let him run for president, then it's over. We'll never have another organic leader. We'll never have another guy who comes up who does what he thinks and what he wants to do. That will be it. No one else will ever stand up to these people ever again. And I get it. Because at what point do you say there's a legal strategy to be successful, but then also we have the political and cultural strategy to save the country? And there's very few that have to balance that decision every day. Alex Jones, Donald Trump, those are the few that do.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.